When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I brought my agent to my show in the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bought my dick off. Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck. I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop. Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing. Ah, here we go again. Welcome to Slut! Oh yeah. Welcome to Slobs, everybody. We're back. We're better than ever. Post-Thanksgiving, I blew out my vocal cords eating turkey.
Did you just check me out?
Get over yourself.
You gave me the elevator eyes full.
Okay.
It made me self-conscious and then a little bit flattered. I was like, I think you checked out my boobs.
Okay, before we started, Laura was wearing a whole vest, and though she had talked about how she was going to take some layers off, I had my head in my purse looking for ADHD medication, so I turned around, and it looked like you did a full outfit change, and I had no idea, and I was like, oh, well, hello, and I guess I did, I think I tried to read, I'm still doing it, I keep trying to look at your shirt.
It says Montana.
Montana, remember when we went to Montana?
Yeah, of course I do.
Listen.
It was recent.
It was fun.
It was a month and a half ago.
Yeah, Stay Big Sky, Montana. I am so sorry to everyone listening.
Stay Big Sky.
Hearing my voice. This is grating.
We have a guest today.
We sure do. It's Kristen Doty. Am I saying your last name right,
yes,
by the way?
Yes, you are my friend. You should
I know.
Be.
It's my good friend, Kristen. I just, as I said it out loud, was like, is that just how I said it in my head this whole time? And I have no idea how to say your name. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I said it that way in my head. But I had you introduce her because I was like, I might be wrong.
Yeah, I just had a full-blown panic of, do I not even know my friend's name?
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Do I sound a little scratchy, too?
You?
I like...
No. Even if you
choked,
do...
Like, on... Not on a big dick, although that would have been nice. On a popcorn kernel last night. And I feel like my throat was raped by, like, a beehive. Wow. Like the esophagus.
I'm now
like
choking
being
on being
at.
Alive. That's, dude, popcorn kernels are the worst. Do you still eat popcorn?
No, my dad had to give my mom the Heimlich once though because she was choking on popcorn.
You gave up popcorn? It's like the most random.
Oh, yeah. Laura is like she sticks to her, don't eat this, don't eat that. She's got a strict eating.
The glucose thing.
I'm in recovery and I don't eat my binge foods and popcorn was one of my binge foods. Oh. So I don't eat popcorn. A serving of popcorn is like two handfuls of popcorn, which is so offensive to me.
Yeah.
And not something I ever needed to know based on my
popcorn eating behavior.
I switched to popcorn for my late night snack over pasta.
That's,
and it feels like it's helping me not want to die in the morning.
You used to just eat pasta in the middle of the night.
Yes. Like full on.
I totally understand that.
Because I live alone. Like no one's there to judge me. But then I wake up and I'm like 10 times more starving.
Yeah.
And apparently those carbs are like not good for my blood sugar.
You know, update on me. I stopped eating snacks. And for the
like
first couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild,
and for the
horrible.
First couple weeks it was awful. And now... It's awesome.
You like, feel fine?
I eat Were dinner you? And then I'm fine.
And you're not hungry 20 minutes
I'm
later
not,
like I am?
I am hungry 20 minutes later, but I'm not hungry 4 hours later. Oh. I'm always hungry right after I eat, and I think it might just be like fear. I don't know.
Fear-based.
Like I feel it in my stomach. Yeah, but it's just always been
but
like
it's
that.
Like, what if that's the last time I ever eat?
But it
eat?
Passes. I don't know.
That's wild. Do you feel like you went through snack withdrawals, like a drug addict going through drug withdrawals?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I like the outfit change again. Now I'm looking at your boobs.
I know. It's popcorn.
All
and
part of my plan.
Mozzarella cheese sticks are the foods for me that I will never stop eating.
Do you like string cheese?
I love string cheese. But they're the like near death foods.
Yeah.
Like I constantly have them in my throat.
Oh, I see.
Where it's also, I've switched to popcorn from not switched, but I'll choose it over like greasy chips, which I feel like is such a trendy, like switch to popcorn. The same as like have a handful of almonds. It's like, fuck you, yeah. a handful of almonds.
Theoretically a healthy snack, and in moderation, it's a healthy snack. What isn't healthy is like going to the movies and eating the two large tubs of popcorn, because you get a free refill on that. But I mean, it's not really free. It's going to cost you, you know? And I would eat the two buckets. Like I would be almost done with a bucket by the time the actual movie started.
It's just gnarly.
I felt sick. I felt like shit. I just couldn't stop eating it because that like salty, crunchy combo, I'm powerless.
They get
you. I used to put, do you ever have snow caps? Little chocolate.
I had them,
with little white sprinkles. I would pour those in the popcorn.
That's awesome.
So it was like chocolate and salty. I once dated a guy who was like a regular at the movies. He loved going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this weird rule of he would not touch the popcorn before the movie started. He's like, I don't eat it before the movie starts. Oh, no.
That's really smart.
I stop eating it when the movie starts.
Yeah, I was like, well, bad news. It's going to be gone. Yeah.
I think that's really smart, and that's being responsible. Because, yeah, it's gone by the time
I think he's halfway through our relationship started to resent me because he'd go to eat the popcorn. It was like at the bottom.
Well, yeah, if you're sharing popcorn with him and the poor guy won't start it. You eat all the popcorn
first, and then you start drinking the wine that you brought in.
The wine that you brought in? Wait, red or white? What are you bringing in? Oh, my God.
And I'm so not above bringing my own wine. There are only a handful of theaters that allow you to, like, go get a drink and bring it in.
Yeah, like, some of them have bars now, which is nice.
The one at Shitty Walk will not allow you to bring... City Walk will not allow you to bring your actual drink in. Yeah, so I just bring a big purse full of like mini bottles.
That's so funny. Mini bottles. Mm-hmm. You are a divorced mother.
100%.
It's like, that's so funny.
When I went with my mom as a kid, we would go to the gas station beforehand and she would get us snacks and put them in her purse. And then we'd go in. And I was like, how big can the difference in price really be? As a kid, I was like, are they that much more expensive? And now as an adult, I'm like, $15 for a
Cracker Jacks? Yeah.
Are you fucking with me?
Dude, so I grew up in Alaska and we used to, because you wear like big coats and snow pants, and our family would go to the movie and we would put full size bags of Doritos. We had like full Subway sandwiches in our coats, just like a 2-liter bottle of Coke in our legs. And then somebody told me, I don't know where I heard this, but someone who had worked at a movie theater was like, yeah, the movie theater doesn't care. You're allowed to bring in your own stuff.
No, you're not.
And I was like, I'm just hoarding
things.
They're
like 16 They've checked years my old bag making before. Minimum wage. They do not give a shit.
Yeah,
what you're
but my luck is like I'd get the one person who takes their job too seriously, because that's who I was.
The hall
I'd be like,
monitor.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You're the fun police.
Trying to sneak in a seltzer? I don't think so. Haven't this is century 16.
Haven't you had your bag checked at the movies before?
No.
I've had my bag searched at the movies before.
Oh, that's such a Wisconsin. People are bringing in whole blocks of cheese. They're like, not on our watch.
Now, after Dave this podcast airs, like AMC is going to be like, clear bags only.
Yeah. I went to the movies
that's
with
why.
Dave this weekend. We went to the mall at Redondo Beach, and they had a carnival mall. In the mall, and we bought tickets and we went on a ride. We went to the movie and then we ate at the food court and then we went on a ride in the parking lot and then we went home. That's a
it's
day.
It's so like Grease of you. Like
it was really
Sandy.
Fun. We had a great day.
Parking Precious. Lot carnivals? Those are my
I
jam.
Ruined the ride for Dave accidentally because... So I'm a season pass holder at Six Flags. I love a good ride.
Oh,
you
so
know,
you're a snob about
and
the Tilt-A-Whirl.
I look up the death statistics because it makes me feel safe. The only thing that makes the rides fun is knowing that I won't die on them. And so right before I go on the ride, I'll be like, no one has ever died on this ride. I looked this ride up and no one has ever died. I'm autistic and no one has ever died on this ride. And with this one, the death statistics for like carnival rides are like
so
bad because they're just traveling carnies bringing the rides through town. Like there's no
they
throw
don't
some
care.
WD-40 on it.
No, they yeah. don't like inspect them.
No, they don't care. Dude, I
and so
this...
right before the ride took off, I was like, the death statistics for these are really high. There's no inspection. And Dave like did not enjoy the ride at all.
That's hilarious you said that right as it's taking off. There was a parking lot carnival. They always popped up in Alaska. Also in the wintertime, which seems way more dangerous somehow.
Yeah.
There was some ride where like the things lift up and they spin. And there's a very small sign in the car of like the people who are heavier should be on the inside, because when it starts, the centrifugal force makes you like lean over.
And yeah,
I went to this park with my two friends, Amber and Tia. Love them. Very heavy ladies, bigger gals. And this was like middle school. I was very little.
Yeah.
And we didn't read that sign. And so I just remember being on the ride and they're like, woo! And I'm just
and you're in the middle.
Losing air, no, smushed against the side. And I was like, this is it. This is how I go. Like, yeah. I was like confident I was going to die in a carnival parking lot outside of a hair salon. I was like, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it.
Well, and it's funny because when you see the rules of the rides, you're like, no one's going to stop me. And it's like, no, but like, you could die. My fat boyfriend landed, an ex-boyfriend of mine, landed on me on a water slide once, and almost died.
I mean, got it was buried by someone on a water slide.
Water parks have not good death statistics. Like, good people God. Fly. Broken, we almost like flew off the edge. We almost flew off the edge, and then when we got to the bottom, we found out that we exceeded the weight capacity because we were both being fat together on the ride. And there just was like a teenager at the top of the slide who was not like, hey, two obese adults can't fit on a raft together on this
like,
ride.
Get out there, fatties.
Yeah, we almost fucking died.
Jesus, we just brought you on here to tell you about death statistics.
Yeah, I love it.
I'll talk about it for an hour.
Are you a amusement park?
Yeah.
What's your Disney radar?
Disney, too far. I have a Universal
only
pass.
Disney adult.
You have a Universal pass?
Yeah, it's down the street from my house. It's like so easy.
Do they have that many rides there?
Yeah.
Are they that scary?
No. They're awesome.
I like the scary ones.
I like Six Flags, yeah, though. Like, or whatever it's called.
I can't Magic handle Mountain.
Universal. They got the Harry Potter one. They got the Jurassic Park
like
one.
Minions, Simpsons, The Mummy.
Do you get... So I love like the 3D motion rides. I've always loved those growing up, but now I'm starting to get so sick on them.
Really?
Like, I cannot handle it. I went on the Harry Potter one in Orlando, Florida, and I got off and I just laid on the ground. I was like,
you're like, no, my incredible equilibrium is off.
Yeah, it's like, this is,
I can't possibly walk down the stairs without holding the railings now.
Yeah, something happens. Old. And we're definitely at an age where like rides stop being fun for most people.
Yeah. And then I just think about like the person who got me into intense rides was my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And man, he must have just been on so much meth. It was just like, let's go on another coaster, kids. And he was, my dad was morbidly obese. So he'd have to sit, there's like a special row. There's a park called Busch Gardens in Tampa.
There should be a special row. Lots Busch of Gardens. People can't ride the rides because of morbid obesity.
Yeah, but there was like a special row for like bigger people, but only up to a certain point. So there'd be like, you know, a 15-year-old that works at the park just trying to jam the like head thing over. We just needed to lock once.
Yeah.
God. I mean, the bravery to just be, I'm like, you're going to die.
Right.
And I'm spending the whole ride like, is my dad going to fly out of this roller coaster? And he's just like, wah! Oh, what a maniac.
I like the ones where you can like this parking lot one, I could lace my arms through and like hold onto the harness. Like I like it where you, when you have something to hold on to where it's like, even if this failed, I'd like to think I could
not just the lap bar.
I like the seatbelt underneath
holding
the lap
to the
bar.
Side, like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. No,
I want to be strapped in like
some
a
reinforcement.
Car seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I also convinced myself with the over the head thing that like if it comes loose, I'm strong enough to hold it
down.
Like,
yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm
but it's
flying
nice out. To think you are.
I'm just holding on for dear life.
Just gotta have high hopes, you know.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right. Well, let's transition a little bit. Like, I want to talk to you. So you have a new podcast coming out.
Yes. My first one.
I'm so excited
for you.
So background, I've been harassing her to start a podcast for maybe over a year. Kristen and I became friends because we were dating guys who were friends.
We are no longer dating said guys.
We got out. They suck. Did. That's just, we don't need to go into detail.
Nope.
Oh, that's the story I want.
Oh, we happened to break up at the same time, which is wild.
Like that's literally great. The same time.
And then I was like, oh, thank God, because that means I can still hang out with you.
I know. I'm like, are we still friends? Okay, good.
Oh my God. It's so terrible.
Can I call you and complain and send you screenshots of how much he sucks? Okay, great.
That's such a hard thing about breakups is that usually when you break up with someone, it's like, fuck, I'm like going to miss your family. And like your pets and like, you know,
I'm
like
a friend collector,
the whole
big time.
Thing around the person. You lose out on their world.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to miss, like, I miss his family and I miss, like, three of his friends.
Yeah, same.
And then, like, everyone just else three. Is kind of, like, fine.
Yeah.
This is all right. Let's, you were nice, but you were my friend because of him.
Yeah. But now you have a podcast coming out.
Yes.
Yes.
Now I have a podcast coming
that's
out.
That's so exciting. What's it about?
Something that said boyfriend was like, "Eh, you probably shouldn't do it." I'm like, "Suck it."
That's son when you of
know,
a bitch.
That's when you yeah. know it's true love is when they're rooting against your dreams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, I'd like to try this. And they're like, nah, you like, won't be good
no,
at it.
Oh, yeah, you shouldn't
It'll
do
be
that.
Bad.
It'll
you
fail.
You should yeah. focus on doing it's... the dishes for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
cleaning
God.
Up after me.
Yeah. I love that, like, I don't know how you're feeling, but I got out and it was just like, there was obviously the, like, window of breakup sadness, whatever that anyone goes through.
Yeah.
But then it feels like... It's weird being like, I think that's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Totally.
It's just absolute like, music to my ears as your friend to hear you now call it, I got out. Like to talk about it that way.
Because
like when it happened, it was so hard and it was so sad. And I remember you driving around with a little roll of toilet paper next to you for
Thank
your
you.
Crying.
Yeah, because
so
I would
sad.
Just sob in my car. John, our producer, had to, he's just like... What are you doing? Should I come pick you up? Should we go for a walk? Like everyone was on like a high alert because I was a disaster.
She got in her car and she had to move her little roll of toilet paper. And so now to hear her talk about it and be like, I got out.
Yeah, because yeah. it's like you look back
and
you're
you did.
Like,
you escaped.
And that's like the part I'm still trying to let go of is like being mad at myself for even being in it. You
no,
know.
But you didn't know. You couldn't have
for
known.
Staying yeah. too long. Yeah,
because yeah,
but
like,
you didn't. You didn't stay.
The
too
red
long.
Flags were just waving in mine, and I'm like, no, no, no.
And then you're like, I look
we're
so good in red,
though.
You're like,
yeah,
putting it on like
it's really my color.
Yeah.
But I think that that's the emotionally mature thing to do is to be like, is this just my fear? Am I just afraid, or is this bad? And then once you realize that it's bad, then you leave. But
that's
you wait
true.
Till you have all the information because it's not. It's not gonna change. Like if you're supposed to break up with a person, you will still be supposed to break up with them in a week. Like
yeah.
I just would
yeah.
rather pause, make sure that it's what it feels like it is.
And it's not
and
like you're emotional.
Leave,
yeah.
Rather than
I
do
mean,
what
was,
like a lot of people do, which is
five
like
times
break up as a reaction.
Wait, what?
I was broken up with five times in the last 7 months that we were together. And he actually left me, like broke up with me.
He just kept breaking up with you.
And yeah, and the last time he did it, I'm like, no, but my last grand ditch effort, like I will write you a love letter. I will write you a sonnet.
Well,
like,
then that's kind of
Jesus.
My point is that it's so much more obnoxious to break up and then be like, wait, I made a mistake. Like
yeah.
wait until you're sure that you're not making a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know, don't do it yet.
But yeah, then we broke up and I started like actually having sex with people, which was so nice because it had been a minute.
Oh, what a difference it makes.
And
be like, oh, I can fuck again.
Yes. Like brought the light back into my life. So I thought, what do I love more than anything in this world? I love love and I love sex.
And that's your podcast.
So my podcast is Sex, Love, and What Else Matters. And shout out to Jess for helping me with the title.
Oh my God. That you didn't even have to say that, but yeah, no, I like
it.
I basically harassed her into a yeah. phone call and was like, we're going to talk about this. You need to start a fucking podcast. I've been bothering her about it for so long and I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. I had to get my confidence back because of, you know, said ex just
yeah.
that, you know, people can make you feel
shitty.
Like that you just forget like what you're passionate about or I did.
Yeah.
Like forgetting like what made me happy. To wake up and do every day.
Yeah, it's easy to like get in this cycle of, at least for me, and I have a little bit of like codependent tendencies, like people pleaser. So an issue I have in relationships
Same.
Is that like I'll kind of slide into this like what makes them happy. And I'm so hyper focused on like running defense on their happiness. Like
yes.
are they good? Are they upset? That I don't stop and go like, well, does this make me happy? I think that's the thing we do that we're like, what's going to make them feel good? And you're like, okay, but what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you're now like, this is what I fucking want.
Yes. And it's so much fun. And it was challenging. I've been a guest on podcasts for over a decade, but never a host.
Were you scared?
So fucking scared. And I have a co-host who's never even been a guest on a podcast before.
He's just...
So he, just that was, it was cool like guy. The blind leading the blind, essentially. But it, we talk on the phone, you know, 5 hours a day, usually, when he doesn't live here. And it was just like, this is all we do is talk about sex. And we're like super honest and vulnerable. And we tell the horror stories and the bedroom blunders and just tell each other everything. And I'm like, why aren't we doing this into a microphone?
Yeah, because you know? People love that shit.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be really interesting to hear the very, very like raw, unfiltered male perspective. Like he's not trying to, his name's Luke. And Luke does not try to like fake when he was not emotionally intelligent or when he was an asshole to an ex-girlfriend or when he like used somebody.
Yeah. He's like he open about that. And I think it's like, yeah. Cause it, also if someone has grown through that, I think it's interesting to show the realization of, oh, I act like this. And like now if he's at a point where he's like, I realize what I was doing then. But at the time I was just like getting what I want. I think that's interesting because it's easy to write off someone's behavior as like, oh, you're just a piece of shit. Versus, yeah. Oh, you're a human who maybe has some growing to do.
Right. And then on the other side of that, just all the excuses that women make for men.
Who do that.
Who do those things. Like, oh, he's really busy. Or like, oh, his job just takes up a lot of time. Like, well, he travels a lot.
Yeah. And it's like, bitch, run. Run, bitch.
Yeah.
He's just not that into you.
Exactly.
We're going to pause and take a break.
And when we come back, I want to, let's talk fucking horror stories.
We're back.
All right. I don't want to step on the toes of your podcast, but I feel like we could share some horror stories.
Do you have one you'd like to share?
Or both?
I don't know. This isn't a horror story, but recently I was, it's just a, man, let me ask you guys this, and this is crass. Have you guys started squirting more as you get older?
Jesus Christ, no.
For me, it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with how good the guy is at making it happen.
Okay, so here's the thing is I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
I think that I just have had a lot of men who aren't good at making me squirt.
Yeah, who are selfish lovers.
Yeah, and now I'm dating a guy who is not selfish.
Yeah.
And it's squirt city. Like, it's almost problematic.
How is that problematic?
I mean,
he's just high-fiving himself like every time it happens.
Cut this clip out and send it in your male group chat, Nate. Yeah. Like, check it out. Fucking moving or squirt.
Squirt City was actually what we were going to call our podcast.
No one take it. It's trademarked right now.
I'm sorry. There's cum stuck in my throat from earlier.
Disgusting.
I know. The other day, he was fucking me. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this story.
Because it's fun.
Because you started?
Yeah.
It's not even a horror story.
Oh, so he wasn't even fingering you.
It's just like, this is, no, it's like, but also I see what you're saying. That like
that's kind of more what I meant, but yeah.
There's a man who's good at fingering. That's like the secret trigger for like, it's like a, it's almost
hither.
like a
A video
Super
game.
Nintendo like code, you know, like A-B, up, A-B, down, A B, or just like.
Yep.
Okay, listen. You're giving me a look of
is
someone
this
who
even a story?
Has
What's
an
happening right now?
The joy of a squirt, and I just want you to know that my heart goes out to you.
Some people don't do it.
I thought I didn't do it, and I just want everyone who I dated before this to know I do it.
She does
you.
Okay, so you were having sex.
But he was gonna come. He was pulling out because he was gonna come, you know. But I squirted as he was pulling out. And it sounded like a bucket dumped over on the floor. Like it was a...
Like your water broke.
Like a water-breaking amount of squirt.
Yeah.
Is that normal? Does anyone know?
Yes.
Okay. It was like...
Absolutely.
And that's where it gets sticky. Not literally, that's gross. But like...
Some people really don't do it. I'm feeling judged. I feel like you're judging my boyfriend.
We're not judging.
I'm not judging your boyfriend.
You should just try to.
I think everyone's capable of squirting.
Yeah.
That's not true, though.
You just have to try.
It's probably not true, but
it's not.
Practice makes perfect. But I don't know if everyone is. Yeah. I don't know if everyone is.
Amy Shanker has a great joke about, she goes, I'm a squirter. And she's like, I'm not, but I tell every guy that so that they try harder. And it's like the funniest shit in the world.
That's amazing.
Shout out to Amy Shanker. No, don't worry. It's just a mess is all it is. As long as you come, who cares if it's flying off like the fountains at the Bellagio or
Thank
not.
Thank you.
Have you ever faked it? Not squirting, but.
Faked squirting. I just full on piss on a guy. No, I squirted. I can't stop squirting.
A bottle of lube. You're like, oh, you did it.
But I'm like, I really think that's true. That it's like, as long as you're coming and you're happy. And even honestly, there are people like Ally Makovsky has jokes about this. Like, she's never had an orgasm. That's okay too. However, people are having sex, I feel like it puts a lot of pressure. Like the porn industry has put a lot of pressure on women to like have orgasms from like penile vaginal sex.
When a lot of people are like only 10 clitoral. Seconds,
when yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Like that's not.
But she's never had an orgasm. Does she not play
That's not
with her
fair. Clit? It's not what?
Does she never?
No, she does. But she does play with her clit or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Sorry, Ally.
But she has bits about, yeah, she. She has a bit about how she's never had an orgasm.
Here's what
I knew a man who had never had an orgasm until he was like in his 20s. Like people are different. We're all doing
That's
our best.
True. That's true. And I agree true. About the porn thing. I just think, especially, I don't know, maybe because I'm like older, like I'm old as fuck now. And like really in my prime, like I've even noticed when I'm like single and I've kissed guys, if they're not kissing the way I want them to, I have no qualms about literally stopping them and teaching them. Like, I don't have time to waste.
I feel like that's why people talk about like hooking up with slightly older women, like, or the like anyone yeah. over like 35 and above is like, this is the thing I've thought, or like, I guess probably like even just 30s is what like young 20s guys think, but it's like, they'll teach you. Like, they'll go, yeah, no, you're doing yeah. it wrong.
I'm no longer interested in pretending that I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
Just so he can
feel
like,
good.
Get off.
Yeah. I used to do that, of course. Yeah. No, like early 20s, the shit of like, that feels good and it doesn't. And then you're like, then they just keep doing that thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you're like, why did I like do this so that you could feel good about yourself instead of being like, actually,
let me teach you like what is actually going to work. You will thank me. Because I will be happy, or if we break up, I've just taught you something to take into your next relationship.
You can go on and make the world a better place. What's crazy for me is I definitely faked it, and I think I didn't know that I wasn't having an orgasm early on, because I was like, it feels good until I had an orgasm, and then I was like, Oh, I didn't know that your brain shuts off and that you're like,
you like black out.
Yeah. I just thought it was like, I feel really good right now. I think this is an orgasm.
Totally.
When I was like, you know,
and yeah. And guys,
post virginity,
guys need to learn to be like more like clitorate, like literate in the
clitoral sense.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of women faking it comes from, you know, people pleasing. And I think that desire comes from men putting pressure on women to
totally
to climax in a certain way, to climax from having penile vaginal sex or to climax in a way that pleases that, like squirting.
Well, I think
you know?
Even like deeper than that, like the systemic
and it's like
of like
some people just don't do that.
You should smile more. It's just like that's
right.
The seed of me going,
make eye contact. Yeah,
so sex becomes really performative.
Which also is fine if you're enjoying it. It's just, I guess now I'm very like, we have a goal here.
Yes.
When I have sex. So the idea now of having sex to not have an orgasm is like, well, what was this for? Connection? No thanks. But I also realized recently, so not to get like too serious or whatever, that like a lot of my sex has oddly been an avoidance of intimacy in a weird way. That like, if I'm having sex with you, we can't be having a conversation.
Right.
Where we
connect, not talking. And
you realize that like, oh, actually, I'm not that into you.
100%. And I also think that like a lot of forms of intimacy avoidance are things that look like coming on too strong, having sex right away, putting all of your crazy out there, quote unquote. Like and I think that men and women and other people do this where it's just like, I'm going to tell them on the first date that I want kids, that I'm bipolar, that I'm this, that. And it's like, that's going to scare the shit out of anybody.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that the guy doesn't want the same things that you want, or that
it's just
he wouldn't
accept
you down the road.
It's dumping a lot of baggage before you even get to know each other.
Right. It doesn't mean that he's not okay with those things, but the flag is that you're saying them immediately.
Immediately, yeah. Well, you wrote a whole book called He's Making You Crazy.
Yeah.
So, well, in doing that, like in your like exploring your relationships, are there things that like you learned that just sort of...
Yeah,
or that you've learned as you've grown.
You know? I mean, I was talking about this exact conversation the other day with Luke. We were discussing on the podcast about an ex-girlfriend who was just who dumped a lot of really gnarly baggage on him very early on, and then they were just breakup for like 4 years, and I used to just like hide my crazy. Crazy Kristen doesn't really like reside here anymore. Like she got buried, you know, many moons ago.
I love that. We left her on the street.
We did. We're
like, bye, bitch.
She's transformed slightly. She'll always kind of be there. But also with the book, I've taken the word crazy back, because when guys call bitches crazy, it's why we're like passionate, because we stand up for ourselves, because what? Like, shut up.
Oh, yeah. No,
I love that you're like, crazy isn't a nice thing to call bitches.
Right.
Yeah. Leave bitches alone. We're not crazy. Well, it's also like, I firmly believe crazy is like, oh, you mean.
Well, crazy is two-way street.
Oh, you mean I stood up for myself?
I was honest
you
about
were
how
being
I feel.
A total cock-ass?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm now a lunatic because you cheated
because
on me.
You're a liar and you're lazy. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you mean I initiated contact?
Right. Yeah. You. You're a crazy person. Anyways.
Yeah. But so since I've been single, like I
love the laugh. I'm like, because
I've gone out on a few dates with strangers, which is like never my MO. Like I'm a relationship gypsy. Introduce me to your friend that I've probably met or have been friends with for a while. I'll have sex with him. And then hopefully we can date. And then I never have to like meet a stranger.
Yeah.
Calling them strangers is so funny and spot on.
Oh,
and
yeah. I have stranger danger.
Funny.
Like
nobody
so
says it like that.
Yeah, but it is like a new person. It's like, oh, you're a complete stranger.
Yeah. We have no mutual friends. I literally know nothing about you. But that being said, I jumped on Hinge and did go out on some dates with some guys. But then I'm tiptoeing around the main question. It's like, what do you do for a living? And how do you tell a guy who knows nothing about reality television or anything about, you know, what I've done the last decade of my life?
Yeah.
So for all of these dates, I would just keep being like, so tell me more about you. Tell me more about you. Oh, yeah, I have a brother and a sister, too. Tell me more about you. And eventually it's like, so, like, do you have a job, Kristen?
And you're like, well, by the way, my entire life has been publicly...
Right. So on all three said dates, I was just like, well, I'm in entertainment. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's kind of a tricky question. And every single one thought that I was in porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, no. So then I just flat out said it. I got canceled 2 years ago. Take it or leave it. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Please don't Google me. If you want to get to know me, we can do this on our next date.
Yeah.
And now do you want to have sex? Okay, great.
You're like, can we get to the thing that I wanted to get to?
So I have dumped a little baggage, but it's because I feel like I'm taking the route of being like Eminem and 8 Mile, like in the third and final rap battle. Like, here's everything you're about to find out about me. So I'm just going to own it first. And now you can't come back and say like, why didn't you tell me?
Well, it is also so sticky in like,
but I don't lead with like, I take Lexapro every morning, you know?
Hi, I'm on a steady diet of Lexapro and meditation.
Control.
Yeah. I'm really like gambling. Well, the thing is cause you were like a lead on a reality television series for so long. So walking that sticky ground, trying to meet someone new and going, because I think we've all, I kind of like this person. I don't know if anyone, I didn't do it in my most recent relationship. I wasn't like, I'm going to Google him and background check them. But sometimes with the accessibility of someone's, you know, social media, whatever, you're like, I'm going to snoop.
Right.
Yeah. And with you, it's like, I'd rather get ahead of this and let you know, hey, here's something you might see.
Right.
So I don't want, because if you have anything that's like going to pop up, because of course,
I mean,
in this day and age, the worst thing will pop up if you're even remotely adjacent to entertainment.
Right.
Because that's what, like, people glom onto, and that's what, you know, clickbait, whatever. So,
I mean, it's just as simple as, like, if you don't want to date someone who was in this world and would still like to be in that world, then let's just cut our losses
like,
now.
Let's not waste our time.
Exactly.
That's what's the same. It's, I don't know if you had this prior to like dating Dave, but it's a weird thing with comedian.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
Of going, I don't think I had my job on my profile.
Dave was in the audience at a show that I did. So he saw me do stand up and then met me as a person. And that was nice.
Yeah. Cause it's like the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like also being a comedian at a level where it's like, I'm a full-time stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
But I'm not, you know, I'm not Whitney. I'm not Eliza. I'm not a big
name. You don't have a Netflix
comedy
special yet.
You know what made me so mad was when I was on Hinge and I did have it in my profile because I was a professional stand-up comedian. One guy said to me, he's like, that's the most common job that women have in their profile next to like teacher and nurse. And that made me so mad.
Because there's I'm so like, few of us.
It is not most women's job. Like they're just putting that because they do it as a hobby. They maybe aspire to doing it. They maybe did it fucking once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did like at an open mic. But they think it sounds cool. And so, yeah. So
or
that was annoying.
They think it's funny to say that and they don't even do it at all. But and that's the weird thing is navigating in LA because you get all these aspiring a million things.
That was why one time you guys were shitting on that dude on Steph's Hinge because it said he was like a full-time comedian or like a professional comedian. And I'm like, I totally get that because so many guys say that they're stand-up comics. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Well, right. And if you're not a female comic, it, how would we know?
You know? And I want to be
like,
clear.
I
like,
consider myself like a female comedy groupie.
Yeah.
Like, love you.
My friend Rachel O'Brien used to do comedy. I would follow her to every show. I go to Jess's shows. I go to Katie's shows. Like, I love female comedy. I love all comedy. But as,
but like
as
stuff
a
that
non,
relates to you more.
As a non-comic, even knowing as many people as I do in your world, if I met a guy and he told me that he was, I wouldn't know.
I do.
I wouldn't. I would have no idea. I would have to like ask around.
Like, is he real?
Is it true?
I get that a lot from friends who, I've gotten that from friends who are not comedians who have matched with comedians. Like, do you know this guy? But like people going, oh, what do you really do when you say you're a comedian?
I do want to say just because of what I just said that I think that a person can be a comic and have a side hustle. I don't think that it has to be like
all or nothing.
Your only job. You know what I mean? Because I did it for 10 years before I finally didn't have to have a day job. And I still was a comedian, you know?
Absolutely. It's just a weird thing of like when you bring it up, you never know what kind of response you're going to get where some people will be like, oh, cool. Yeah. But like, what do you really do?
Right.
Or like, when I went on, which is a thing I had, I went on a few dates or like talked to guys and almost went on dates post my last relationship. And then I went on a date with Nate, but I was like, hey, I have a hard out because I have to get to my set at the Comedy Store because I am a comedian. And there was never any question after that of like, he hadn't known who I was, but like he liked comedy and he was like, that's great. And it was easy, but it's just such a weird, any type of entertainment.
Yeah.
When you're in LA, people are like, are you actually like legit in this? It's, you know, someone could go, I'm a reality TV star, but they were on like one episode of a weight loss show on TLC in 2005. And it's like,
did you just say legit in this?
Legit in this.
Oh, legit in this. I was like, is legit in this a word? I was like, I feel
it
like I
now.
Have
it
to, I
now.
Have to ask about that.
I need to know about your legit in this. Put it on the merch. It's new merch.
It's like, is that a combination of legitimate and indigenous?
Yes. Are you,
how do you ask both at once?
Are you really a Native American? Prove your legitimacy.
I totally relate to what you were talking about being like, don't Google me. And I did ask that when I was on like dating apps, because the first hits are me talking in a funny voice being like, the guy's going to want you to drink the cum. And I'm like, I don't want that to be the first thing that you
also,
see.
Like,
but at the same time, it's
don't
like,
don't you, dude, want to get to know me? Don't you want to ask me questions and have conversations? Or do you just want to look up everything about me?
Yeah.
And then what the hell do we have to talk
about? And honestly, if you are looking for someone who's going to be, you know, a cute person to have on your arm, to introduce to your family, to take to work functions, like, Google away, because that's just not going to be me.
Right.
You know?
I'm going to upset your family with the minute they look me up. And
Dave's family is very accepting of me, but I think it takes a special family to be accepting of me.
Of
you
a
know?
Female comedian?
You sound like a serial killer. You're like you're Dexter. You're
I may as well be for a lot of, you know, it's like a lot of people's worst nightmare.
Yeah, well, it's also like because publicly the jokes you do, and it's also, I'm sure for you, like publicly the, you know, the way that you're shown
falling,
you know, all those seasons
hammered.
On Vanderpump, they like made you be like crazy Kristen. Yeah. And like that's your character on the show. Having someone with enough like patience to get to know you and understanding that like that's not who I am,
right?
Who I am on stage, who you are on TV, isn't like
that's it. Like, that is all like, encompasses
it's a character.
Everything.
It's a caricature
based
like,
on
thoughts I've had, things
who
I've
I
done,
am, yeah.
Or like in your case, it's how they chose to edit.
Yeah, it's one dimension of like a 3D human being.
Yeah,
there are other pieces.
It's and, the funny part.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like I don't want you to sum up all of who I am based on like you saw a clip of me in a trade. Yeah, like God knows what they've had of you on that show.
Oh yeah, literally just getting wasted, falling over, like, you know, all the relationship bullshit that happened. So it's like all of that. Oh, she must not have manners, or she must not have been raised well, she must be unintelligent,
right?
No,
you're like, because they
but
cut
do you
want to
watch that when you watched shitty Bravo TV? Probably not.
Right.
No, you're not tuning in for someone who's well-mannered and polite and is like, no, thank you. I'll have a tea.
Yeah.
What would you say? So for people who maybe are curious, what percentage of what they would have seen of you is like the total of Kristen, or how accurate was it?
I mean, everything that happened happened.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't like when I would, especially back then. I mean, I haven't been on the show in years and I started it when I was in my 20s. Yeah. And I was broke and I was messy and was in a shitty relationship.
And you're thrust into the spotlight.
Yeah. And we just got drunk every single time we filmed.
I'm so glad no one filmed my 20s.
You know,
Jesus Christ.
It was just every time we filmed, it was like endless amounts of alcohol. And how fun is that when you're in your 20s hanging out with all of your friends and you work at a bar and you're getting flown to Mexico and just
you're getting
sloppy,
paid
sloppy,
to like
sloppy.
Yeah.
Have the fun that we all had in our 20s.
Yeah.
It's just being filmed. My
well,
God.
But even though it all happened, like we record an hour a week and there are always clips where I'm like, I'm not putting that on my Instagram. You know what I mean?
Even though it's out on audio, she's like, that
even
can't
though,
be what
even
someone
Even though
sees.
I mean it, even though I'm okay with our listeners hearing it, I still don't want that 30-second clip to be how I present myself
totally.
To the world.
And meanwhile, I realize I could probably be a great reality producer because I'm like, what's the worst clip of me? I'll put that out.
So God help us if I were being filmed 16 hours a day while blacked out in my 20s. I mean, I can't even imagine. How are you supposed to come out of that unscathed?
And annoyed and irritated and not necessarily, you know, the blessing and the curse of reality TV, it's like you're forced to have conversations you probably wouldn't want to have. And sometimes that can be really great to confront these demons head on. But sometimes like, no, I don't want to have that conversation and I'm not friends with that person. So like, don't force me to be.
To like have this like, hey girl, hey buddy.
And at the end of the day, like it's not the Kristen show. It's a cast ensemble. They have a story to tell.
Yeah.
And if the kinder, sweeter, loyal parts of me do not fit that story that they're telling,
chopping
then they're not
going
to. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, you never know with stuff like that. The amount of stuff that you don't see that they like edit. I would love to find, and there's no way to do this poll, how many people who were villains in, you know, Bachelor, Bachelorette, all these shows had no idea they were going to be the villain. Like, and also the cast members were like, wow. Like, I would love to, if you looked at all of them and go, didn't see that coming in the edit.
Yeah.
Because I bet there's a bunch.
There's a show that I love. It's called Unreal. And I think they only had like two or three seasons on Hulu. It's a fictional show, but it's based on like
the
behind the scenes of The Bachelor.
Season one of Unreal was by far the best.
Yes.
I mean, and it was so. Obviously, it was blown up more, but also very spot on.
Yeah.
Well, as someone who's been there, that's crazy.
I ran a show with four other female comics when I lived in Chicago, and there was someone who was interested in potentially having us do a pilot for a reality show, and did like the, you know, they were like, okay, now will you say, they wish they could be us. They blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, you're like creating a story already where like I'm a bitch, mm-hmm. but I'm not. And that's not how we talk to each other. Like, that's what's happening here.
My favorite thing in Vanderpump, like, once they realized we were... I understand the assignment. I know how to make a good show.
Right.
You're know
like,
what my
And you were like,
is.
I'm willing to lean in.
But then it's like, oh, Kristen, we need wild lines from you. I don't know what this is pertaining to.
Right.
I just know I need to go really quickly and do this audio and say, I don't know, we'll make something up. Like, I mean, she's a real bitch.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, do it a different way. She's a real bitch.
She's like, I don't even know who they're going to use this.
Yeah. She's a real bitch. I have no idea who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. This back in June. Is it a stranger? Is it a customer? Is it Lisa fucking Vanderpump? Am I talking about one of my best friends? I have no clue.
And that's one of my favorite things about watching The Bachelor. I watch all of Bachelor shows.
Same.
And they'll do the talking head where the person's like, this is crazy. Yeah. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with whatever.
The thing
is
I do
happening.
Like about Bachelor, though, is that they do their bobblehead confessional interview moments like in the moment. It's not a pickup that they do in the studio like
oh, really?
6 months
later.
They pull
you aside.
Right. They're yeah. I mean,
oh, I didn't know that.
Well, because they're in Mexico. Like,
yeah.
For at least our show, for the show I used to be on. We film X amount of months. We're done filming. We have a small break.
Oh, they've edited it and then they have you
then
come just
we
to...
go, once they start editing the episode, then they're like, okay, come in and do your interviews. And they're like, okay, so we're going back to June 2nd. And I'm like, what the fuck was June 2nd? This is now so September, funny. October, November.
Right, right.
And I'm trying to get back in this headspace of how I felt in this moment. And
I barely remember what I wore yesterday.
I feel like, I mean, I would immediately get fired from something breakfast. Like that because I would like intentionally make myself look completely different. After like 4 months had passed, they're like, why in this clip is she 40 pounds heavier? Yeah. Just one clip of you being like, she's a real bitch. And you're like, did she eat herself? So you mentioned...
Did she eat herself?
You mentioned it's like a world you maybe still want to be in. Like, what do you have a vision of what that looks like? Or like what you think you'd like to do moving forward in the TV world? Or just like you're open to whatever?
Yeah, I'm pretty open. I really like the idea of a cast ensemble. I love what we were doing without this bullshit restaurant as a backdrop.
Yeah, just like...
Like, let us evolve.
Yeah. Let you... It's also funny because it's like, in reality, if people watching are supposed to be like, the reality is this group of friends is continuing to... It's like, you're all still bartenders?
Right, exactly. But like, come on. We all really, most of us really do still hang out. And
yeah, show that.
But we're like... growing up, but it doesn't mean all that drama, quote unquote. Think about all of your friend groups and your relationships, just any of us. Like, there's always some shit
going
on that is relatable and interesting. And it doesn't have to be that person fucked that person's boyfriend or whatever it is. You know, it doesn't have to be these wild cheating scandals and like just messy, messy, messy. Like, it's just as interesting. We still get drunk. We still, you know, like, my friends have kids now or, like, have babies. Like, they still get a babysitter so they can have a date night.
Yeah.
They still have people over at their house.
And it's, like, relatable now to people who are, who have grown up with those people.
Right.
Because it's, like, yeah, show what it's like to, like, I mean, even on this show, it's, like, we're talking about, like, you going off birth control and, like, thinking about, like, trying to, like, get pregnant down the line and, like, the differences of people being, like, oh, I'm so scared of that and, like... Yeah, that's great. Do you think you'd ever do like kooky, unscripted, like game show, cooking show, home rebuilding?
I've always wanted to do something on HGTV, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think that would just be so fun.
Well,
but
you're...
Not forever, though.
No, but as a... I mean, you...
I just like to entertain. And I think that's why I'm taking the podcast... Like, especially what I love about doing this podcast is like, I don't have to answer to anybody.
Yeah.
And people really are going to get to hear the real me, not the person you saw on the show.
Yeah, well, the person who's being fed lines.
Right.
Congratulations so much on your new podcast. It's been such a blast having you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Really quick, can you tell everyone the name of the podcast? Because it It's dropping in 2 days, and you can go subscribe and hear the trailer right now. So
yes,
subscribe.
Please do that. It's called Sex, Love, and What Else Matters with Kristen Doty.
Yay. So go follow Kristen. Go subscribe to that podcast. I can't wait to hear it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been a blast.
Yay. Where are you going to be?
Oh, I'm going to be, good question. I'm going to be in Sacramento December 9th and 10th. And in January 12th through the 14th, I will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And February 3rd and 4th, I am in New Smyrna Beach at Madcaps Comedy Club.
Holy crap. Way to know your dates. I will be in Bloomington, Minnesota at the House of Comedy December 1st through 5th. December 14th through the 18th, I'm going to be at the House of Comedy in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Damn.
December 22nd through 27th, I'm going to be visiting my family in Wisconsin. And then January 26th through 29th. I'm going to be at Zany's in Chicago.
Oh, you got those dates rescheduled. Chicago.
Got those dates rescheduled. Come Thank you so much, Brandon Berger, my agent. He's the best.
Brandon is the best. Brandon, I love you. I want to just hold you in my arms and be your, you're the best. I just want to give you a big old hug.
Thanks for joining us.
I made it weird. All
Have
right,
a
bye.
Great week. Bye. Follow the podcast at Slobs Pod. Follow me at Lara Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tolev. Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.